Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia family, greetings and hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You got your homie here live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to another day in the Care to Read Room. As you notice, I was off on sabbatical yesterday. That's right, taking a little leave of absence. I hope you guys didn't miss me too much, but we're back on the scene today, and I want to welcome all of my old friends by saying, Habari Gadi, what's up? What's the news? And by also welcoming my new friends. Thank you, new friends, for coming and frequenting the room with me. Thank you for being a part of this segment. As you know, we have been talking about passing on the destiny of the right hand of Ifa onto our children, and specifically our male child, our African male child. Now, since we've been talking so much about the African male child, we've been dedicating features of this show to making sure we raise up our African-American male. And we want to continue on that scene today. And that scene and continuing on that path today, we're going to say that this day is dedicated to those young males, not just the infants and the baby. So we want to dedicate this show to the young males and say to our fellows out there, what's going on? What's going on? You know how Marvin Gaye used to say, what's going on? And we had to check with Marvin to find out what's going on. We're going to do the same thing today, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be checking with Marvin to see what's going on. And as you know, Marvin always tells us what's going on. And if we don't know what's going on, we consult with Marvin and say, Marvin, what's going on? What's really going on? What's really good? You know how the brothers used to say it? What's really good? I mean, you know, they done heard stuff and they're still hearing stuff, but they want to know what's really good. Okay? So I'm going to ask the audience, if you know what's really good and what's going on, why don't you come on into the room and lay it down? Because, see, this is a hump day before Friday, and we fixing to get it right before Friday come, because we're going to tell you what's going on. We're going to tell you what's going on in the lives of those young men. Because, see, those young men always know what's going on. Stay tuned for station identification. Marvin will tell you what's going on.
I used to go up the water and stand around. I thought I was too nervous, baby, to really get done. But Papa Marvin, you learned to be the queen. I want to love my friends.
Telling you what's going on, having a party, I would suppose. Once again, we'd like to welcome you back to the Care to Read Show, and you're in the studio of your OMI, and we are about to tell you what's going on in the lives of our youngsters' lives, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet, because, you know, in this room, we still do our dedication, whether we're having a party or not. We acknowledge our ancestors, and if you'll just stand to your feet, and I'll walk you over to the Care to Read room. This is where we fix things at in our lives. And you know, things go on and things happen. And that's what's going on all the time. So you got to stay prayed up. And don't go telling me that, Omi, can't you just leave off that ritual just for one day? Because we're having a party? No. We have to do our ritual and acknowledge our ancestors, because it's their backs we stand on. So why don't you stand with me today? And the music in the background with Marvin getting it together, we'll get back to that in a second. But right now, we're going to dedicate the water to Oladulamare, the god of this earth. And we say, I say. We dedicate this water to my father's spirit, Obatala, and I say, I say. We dedicate this glass of water to my mother's spirit, Yamanja, I say. Pour libations to the east, and I say, Ashe. pour libations to the West, and I say Ashe. Pour libations to the North, and I say Ashe. And finally, I pour libations to the South, and I say Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, as you stand with your hands faced up, waiting for God to permeate your body, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, Father, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. On thee do we wait for help, and on thee do we beseech for help. We guide us on the straight path, on the path of that is which not of the narrow path. And Father, we thank you that every household represented here today has given you their hearts and dedicated their lives to you. And may you find those young men and find them worthy and direct them towards a path, a destiny path, by leading them towards the right hand of Ifa. And we say Ashe and Amen. Thank you, Father. Ladies and gentlemen, as we begin this episode, we ask those young men what's going on, what's really good, and what's going on. Because, see, if we are to know the pulse of the people, we have to know what's going on in the neighborhood. Now, I'm like Mr. Rogers. I'm going to be in your neighborhood this evening, and I'm going to ask you what's going on. Stay tuned, as Marvin tells us.
Okay, let's shout.
You know Marvin Gaye is going to tell us what it's about. He's going to tell us what's really good. Because we always resort to Marvin Gaye to get the pulse of the people. As we turn the music down a little bit in the background, we want to get right on our topic. Now, I'm calling in all those youngsters out there and asking them what's really good. What's really going on? What is going on? Now, I know the youngsters will know what's going on, and they don't mind calling and telling us what's going on. Because there's always something to talk about us elderly people who are not going along with the program. I'll just tell you what's going on. We're not going along with the program. So you got a lot of young men out here trying to find out what's going on. And that's their question always, man, what's going on? What's really good? And what has been going on? So as we look at another day on the topic of finding our destiny, ladies and gentlemen, we want to make sure we're on a path of understanding what is going on. Because if you don't understand what's going on, ladies and gentlemen, you're destined to repeat the sins of your past. You're destined to repeat the problems of your past. And I know you don't want to be repeating the same problems over and over again. So we're going to talk about what's really good and what we can do to change things and talk about what's really going on. Now, one of the things I can tell you that's going on in the hood is misunderstanding. As always is misunderstanding, because communication isn't flowing like it should be flowing. So right about now, we're going to open up our line so the communication can flow here in this room, and that's 646-478-0270. Communication needs to flow. So why don't you call on into the Care to Read room and tell us and the audience what's really good and what's been going on in the hood, what's been going on in our neighborhood, and what we can do to make a difference. Now, we've been talking about having the right hand of Ephah, finding our destiny, getting on a path, and learning from various different guests that come in this room that have experience, and talking about how do you get on a path. And what is the necessity things that are good for a black man, and what do they need in their life to continue to grow? Now, I know just from talking to some of the black men, they've always been asking for jobs and an opportunity. Now, that's what's going on, finding employment in the neighborhood. Now, I'm going to open up my chat room here for those people who would like to come in here and chat about it and tell me what's going on. For those people in my room who would like to talk about how we can fix this thing, the lines are now open. You can call in at 646-478-0270. And do I see a visitor in my room? I'll be checking with you in a second. That chat room is open for you to discuss that. Now, because our black brothers want employment, their desire is to work. And don't let anyone tell you that they're lazy and no good for nothing. The average black man want to work. Now, here's my case in point. When a black man sees that there's some work, I don't care where it's at, he wants to be a part of it. I went out to shovel my snow today, one of the first snows we'd have had in a long time during the season. I didn't get the chance of seeing that first shoveling of the snow for a young man who was looking for work. He saw me ready to shovel and said, "Can I do that for you, ma'am?" I said, "But oh no, I can." He said, "No, I can do that for you. I'm looking for work anyway." And most of our young men are looking for work, and they are wanting to work at the sweat of their brows. Don't let anyone tell you they don't, because they do. It's their desire to work. Now, I want to say something. Those young men who are looking for a job and can't seem to find a good-paying job, go and volunteer yourself out and start giving yourself away. And watch how many people start looking for you to give you a real permanent job. And don't let anybody put it in your mind that black men are lazy, because that's just not your nature. And don't accept anything that's not your nature. Now, we've had a guest to come in the room to say it's all about the women and that they look to the woman for their direction and that we are the staple and the steady force in the lives of our men. I don't dispute that. I just came to endorse it. I know we're the steady force within those lives, because when we get up in the morning and don't have a clue, we get back on a path. And that path may lead to righteousness. It may lead to truth. But we oftentimes want to include our men in whatever we do. And if our men are not ready yet and still need much tutelage, we always offer up a lesson in the process of life. Now, here's a lesson for the process of life today. Young men, whenever somebody asks you what's going on, you tell them work. You tell them work, because if they can put opportunities in your hand for you to work and for you to pass the time away and redeem the time, then that's a good thing. Now, today we're talking about what's going on in the lives of our black African-American families and communities and in the lives of those black males. What is really good? What is going on in your mind? And are you able to communicate that to your brothers and sisters? Well, I want to tell you, young men, for the lack of communication and because of inability to communicate, do not ever forsaken the opportunity to communicate and to relevate your emotions and your feelings. Always find somebody you can confide in to tell them about how you are feeling. Because usually what's going on is about this feeling that we have. And sometimes feelings don't go away. They keep on coming back. And they force us into awkward places. They force us into doing things that we really don't want to do. And they make us think we don't have choices. But our feelings we can put to rest. I don't care if you find a neighbor in the community that's willing to talk with you that you don't know. Go over and break bread with that neighbor and find somebody you can confide with in your community or in your home. And especially if you live alone, make sure you make friends with the neighbors so periodically, if you need to cry out, you have someone that you can cry out to. It's very important that we know really what's going on, and that's because you are going to talk and communicate. Most of us didn't get a degree in mind reading, and I know I didn't. So if you didn't get a degree in mind reading, you should be able to converse with those persons, and they should be able to tell you what's going on and what's in the heart and the mind of their being. They should be able to seek help and ask for help. One of our very misfortunes and problems is not being able to ask for help and ask somebody to assist us and be a friend. Well, I want to teach you how to be a friend today. When you come on these airways, know that Omi is your friend, and that at least one day of the week I'll be here and I'm available to talk with you. And I will also be my brother's and my sister's keeper. Am I my brother's and sister's keeper? What this world is all about is that not how close we get to ourselves and how independent we come, but how connected we get to our brothers and sisters to make us whole. I wrote a song today that I'm taking you to heaven. And when I wrote that song, I meant that song from a perspective of an African theologian and an African prophecy and an African parable. I am because we are, and because we are, therefore I am. No matter how good I become at something or how advanced I begin to be, I am nothing but a clinging symbol and a clinging noisy symbol at that, unless I'm taking someone with me. So when I get to heaven, I wrote in the song that I'm taking you to heaven with me. What good is it to prosper and have all of the desires of your heart when there's no one to share it with? And young men, I want to tell you, don't think you're going to get to heaven alone. The African's proverb is that we take someone to heaven with us. So if you got troubles on your mind and your life is being troubled by the water, always find one or someone, even if it's on the airwaves, that you can converse with and tell them what's going on, what's really good, and what's going on in your being. Because we cure ourselves through human beings and through the art of humanitarian and being a listening ear for one another. And you cannot begin to heal yourself until you reach out and touch someone. I want you to understand when someone asks you what's going on, I don't want you to Mickey Mouse them. I don't want you to jumbo and double the added situation. I don't want you to trouble the water. I want you to tell them what is really good. Man, I lost my job today, and that's no good. Man, my girl up and left me last night. I'm really feeling bad. Or, dear, I found out that the woman that I love no longer loves me anymore. Or, son, this world will always bring you troubles, but I've gotten over the trouble water, and I see a way that I can make it next week. I'm encouraged. You be encouraged. My life is what I make it. And I have what I say. And I am because I am, because we are. And that's what I'm equating to. I am nothing unless we are together. So I come on these airways to reunite myself with you so I can breathe. I come on these airways to reunite myself with you so that I have life. And having life more abundantly means connecting with you. I come on these airways so that I can say, son, what's really good? So that I can say, son, I know what you mean because life is a bear. But with you and I together, we can make it. Oh, my dear. If you only knew what was going on in the lives of our brothers and sisters, some of you would cry. And as the brother talked about crying raw tears, some of you will still be crying because our tears are not finished yet. Stay tuned for Marvin Gaye as he tells us a little bit about Ain't No River Wide Enough. Ain't no mountain high enough. We should be, like Marvin said, we're going to go through the walls to get to each other, to help each other, and to be there. Stay tuned. Mountain high enough, and there ain't no valley low enough. Oh. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen. See, Marvin is putting it down up here in this room. I don't know about you, but he's teaching us something through his music. And I'm telling you that there's no river or no mountain or no valley that can keep me from getting to you. It might stop me and delay me, but because you are the breath of air that I breathe, I need your air in order to breathe. Now, I don't know about you and your keepers, but brothers, I want you to say how good it is for you. Don't express the negative. Talk about what you get ready to get over, and you are going to stay on top of things because we've got each other. And as long as we got each other, it's very good. So when someone asks you what's really good, break it down to them like this. Say, brother, if it got any better, I think I would be already died and gone to heaven. And if things got any better, I might be ruling this world. For all intents and purposes, ladies and gentlemen, things are better. And we have got to count it all joy. And we've got to say how good it is to be loved by the Creator. And if we're loved by God, who can be against us? How good it is. How good it is to be loved by you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you understand what love really means. Love is a commitment. It is an action word. It has nothing to do with how I feel today. It's what I'm going to do to make a difference. And I tell you the same thing, to love your brother like yourself. And when you get up in the morning, no matter how bad things are, because you still love your brother and sister, you can get up and keep going on. I'm telling you what I know. Now, Martha done tried to tell you how good it is. I'm going to tell you what it is and what is good, what is really good. And if anything good left to say, say it. And make sure you say it today, and don't wait to say it tomorrow, because it might be too late. Listen to Marvin Gaye as he tells you. Thank you. to be loved by you. Just like Marvin said, we got to stop and thank you. We got to stop and thank you because it is so good to be loved by you. Ladies and gentlemen, when somebody asks you what's going on or how good is it, tell them how sweet it is to be loved by you. Now, when you continue to permeate love in the atmosphere, love is going to be getting more love. And guess what? Love is going to be all around you. And that problem you thought you couldn't get over, you'll be able to circumvent that little problem and anybody else's problem, too. I want to just stop and thank you, baby. Like Marvin said, how good it is to be loved by you. You ought not to carry your burdens with you. You ought to lay your burden down. How many of you know that it's time to lay your burdens down? So when someone asks you what's really going on, say, man, I'm laying my burden down. Hold on. Marvin want to tell you that in his own words. It is to be loved by you. You. All right now, Marvin and I are having a party up in this studio. See, we can resurrect any of our loved ones and our friends when they got a message to give us and to lift us up. And that's what this radio station is about, to lift you up right where you are. Now, we've been talking about lifting up the youngest child. Now we're going to lift up Big Brother and acknowledge that there is something good. And we can lift each other up when we talk about it. All right? We're going to play our music until the break of dawn, until everybody gets up and grooves a little bit. Why don't you groove with me for a little while? You got your army here live in the radio station coming to you from my radio voice as Marvin break it down to us. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to do anything but tune in to this station, and you can get lifted today. And brothers, you don't just need to talk about how sweet it is. You can take that woman's hand and show her how sweet it is. Listen to Marvin as he sings his song in the background softly. You heard Marvin as he said, don't play with something that you cherish. If you cherish someone, don't play with that person. Be available to communicate, to tell the person how you feel. It's very important because we have to reach out and touch someone. This radio station was created for you and for the needs of those who can't seem to get over a situation. But if you're out there and you like to call in, you can call into our radio station. And also our chat rooms are open today. We're just kicking back today. It's kind of a laid-back day. We don't have anything very important to talk to you about, but we want you to tell us what's going on. We've opened up these airways and these lines just for you, so you can call in and tell us what's going on. I'm just going to lay back today and let you take over. I'm going to be the radio DJ today by playing the music that you're accustomed to hearing and lifting you up. So why don't you just go with me on this trip as we take this soul train trip up out of here. And as we get ourselves together and get ready to go out there and shovel that snow, because I know we all got some, because we got some here in our fair city. But it's very important for you to know that you can come here in this room and get some understanding.